March 21, pure in heart and life. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:8. In the city of God there will enter nothing that defiles. All who are to be dwellers there will here have become pure in heart. In one who is learning of Jesus, there will be manifest a growing distaste for careless manners, unseemly language, and coarse thought. When Christ abides in the heart, there will be purity and refinement of thought and manner. But the words of Jesus have a deeper meaning, not merely pure in the sense in which the world understands purity, free from that which is sensual, pure from lust, but true in the hidden purposes and motives of the soul, free from pride and self-seeking, humble, unselfish, childlike. Only like can appreciate like. Unless you accept in your own life the principle of self-sacrificing love, which is the principle of His character, you cannot know God. When Christ shall come in His glory, the wicked cannot endure to behold Him. The light of His presence, which is life to those who love Him, is death to the ungodly. When He shall appear, they will pray to be hidden from the face of Him who died to redeem them. But to hearts that have become purified through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, all is changed. These can know God. Moses was hid in the cleft of the rock when the glory of the Lord was revealed to him. And it is when we are hid in Christ that we behold the love of God. By faith we behold Him here and now. In our daily experience we discern His goodness and compassion in the manifestation of His providence. We recognize Him in the character of His Son. The pure in heart see God in a new and endearing relation as their Redeemer. And while they discern the purity and loveliness of His character, they long to reflect His image. They see Him as a father longing to embrace a repenting son, and their hearts are filled with joy unspeakable and full of glory. The pure in heart live as in the visible presence of God during the time He apportions them in this world, and they will also see Him face to face in the future immortal state, as did Adam when he walked and talked with God in Eden.